Welcome to the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily, and this is the Northern Odysseans podcast.
In this week's episode, we'll be continuing to review from the Leonard Meltzner saga, Prisoners of Fear, Parts 1, 2, and 3.
But first, we'll be continuing with our trivia segment, Who is Eugenius?
All right, another installment of Who is Eugenius, where I try and stump my sister, who kind of knows everything about Odyssey, and we see how well she does. So last week we did soundtracks, and I feel like we did this once before, where where I give her an album number, she has to tell me the name, all the episodes in the album, and did we say what date it aired? Or the year it aired?
We said, well, possibly the year, I don't remember, but we did say the numbers.
Oh yeah, that was like a bonus question. Okay, so first one we're going to do is album 57.
Which I know backwards and forwards.
Okay, well, prove it. What's the name?
It's called A Call to Something More.
And go for the episodes.
Your Servant is Listening, Parts 1 and 2.
Yep.
No Chemistry Whatsoever.
Yep.
The Friend Formula.
Yep.
More Than a Feeling.
Yep.
Repent After Me.
Yep.
Big Trouble Under the Big Top.
Yep.
Life Expectancy, Parts 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
And The Pilot, Parts 1 and 2.
Okay, and what year was it?
2013. Here.
Okay, and what's the episode numbers, the range?
I can pretty much get this. I don't know how right I'm going to be.
No, I'll just take a guess.
I know the approximate range. 7... seven... 25 to 737.
Ooh, you are so close. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It's episode number 727 to 738.
Okay.
So, yeah, you were close. You were in that right range.
I was going to say 727 as the first one, but I couldn't remember if it was 25 or 20.
All right. So, next one. Sorry, I thought I had these all queued up. The next one is album 45.
Seriously?
Yeah, I know. I did it.
The one with the episode that we are going to be reviewing.
Go for it. What's it called?
It's called Lost and Found.
Okay, and when did it air?
It came out in 2005?
2006.
No, it aired in 2005, came out on CD in 2006.
It says air date 2006 right here on the club episode.
Okay, but what? Okay, what's
are
the,
you saying the club episode?
What's the Prisoners of Fear air date? Look it up.
Okay, well, let's go through the episodes in the album and then I'll look it up as you're telling me. So what are they?
It is Back to Abnormal, Prisoners of Fear 1, 2, and 3, The Business of Busyness, All-Star Witness,
okay,
Always,
yep,
Tales of a Small Town Thug,
yep,
A Christmas Conundrum,
yep,
Silent Night,
yep,
and The Champ of the Camp.
Yep, but you're missing one episode. And where does it fit?
It's not Dead Ends.
It's not Dead Ends, you're right.
No.
Okay, well, you're thinking of that one.
It's... Oh, these albums are so...
Also, to answer the air date, did you ask Prisoners of Fear? When did air date is October 8th, 2005.
See?
But the entire album is 2006.
Yeah, but it started airing in 2005.
Ugh. Okay, anyway. You are missing one episode.
Which one?
I don't think about it. Do you want me to give you a hint?
Yes, please.
My home to macaroni.
Oh, yeah. I always forget that all these things come before Back to Abnormal.
It does. So what's the episode range?
This one's a bit harder. 570 to 582. I don't know.
You are very close. It's 572 till, sorry, I'm scrolling, 583.
I am really good at this.
You are very close to that.
I mean, I'm not always great with it, but
yeah.
I always forget that Odyssey Sings is in there because it's kind of the odd one out.
Yeah, it kind of is.
And I always think of Back to Abnormal as the first one because I'm pretty sure that was the first one that came out. Although maybe it was Odyssey Sings. I don't know, but yeah. Back to Abnormal feels more like a season premiere.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, let's do the third and final album. Sorry, again, I have to search it up because I thought I had these all ready to go, but they did not do what I wanted them to do, which is fine. Okay, album 71.
Oh, that's easy.
What's it called?
A Slippery Slope.
Okay, and when did it air?
2021.
Very good. Last year. And what are the episodes in said album?
The Team.
Yep.
Please Adjust Your Frequency.
Yep.
Higher Than Our Waves. Triple Decker Sunday.
Yep.
Set a Watchman. Yep. And Worth It.
Yep. And what's the episode range
number wise? Let's see if I can.
This is where I get you stumped.
No, I'm trying to count.
Okay. She's counting in her head, ladies and gentlemen.
9:10 to 9:15?
Nope.
Okay.
It is 922 to 927.
That's right. So you were off. Club episodes mess this stuff up now.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. I think you did pretty well. Yeah. You got the oldest album mostly right. You just forgot Odyssey Sings. You got the next one. I think you did like A Call to Something More pretty well. I think that one you didn't really mess up on. So there you go.
The numbers for the last one
really stumped you. All right, let's move into our review of Prisoners of Fear Parts 1, 2, and 3. Okay, Prisoners of Fear Parts 1, 2, and 3. This is like episode 2 in a Leonard Meltzner saga that we'll be going through it. So, past episodes you kind of learn that Eugene is last in a long line. And in the like you kind of find out that his father's grave is there. And his grandfather just died. Well, not just died, but, like, in that episode, he had just died, so he, like, just missed him. You learn that Bernard is a distant cousin of Eugene, so that's kind of fun. He has a family member still alive, which is good. But Prisoners of Fear happens during Novacom Saga, so.
But we hear about it after the fact.
Yes. So you kind of learn, because, like, Eugene and Katrina get married and then leave. Is that a spoiler or people know that by now?
It's been like 20 years.
Anyway, Eugene and Katrina get married. They leave during the Novacom Saga and you don't really know where they go. Again, like Emily said, we don't find this out till afterwards, which I think is kind of cool how they gave us like a little glimpse into what they did. And especially because like you hear a little bit in For Better or For Worse, you kind of hear a little bit about what they did. When Eugene's like spouting off like, I've done this and this and this and these different countries and blah, blah, blah. So yeah, it's kind of interesting. We kind of get a story out of it and it's
a really good story.
And I like the way that they narrated it because he's writing in his journal about his time in the Ashanti village.
And he's writing on October 8th, which is the original air date for this episode. As oh,
that's
we
so fun. And out. That's in like 3 days. yeah, so well, at the time that we actually.
Actually,
I think
that's,
time,
well, that's the day he's going to release.
No, no, no. That's.
Oh,
that's,
no, that's the Thanksgiving one. Too
yeah.
bad.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, so we kind of get that, and we kind of get to hear them go into the Ashanti village, and
yeah,
they're
and
on
the,
an airplane.
The pilot's like, you're going to die there, because they
in
have
the
this
jungles
curse.
Of Africa, my friend.
Yeah, and it's because they have this curse, and yeah.
Where no one's allowed to leave the village, and once you're there, that's it. Like, you don't get to come out again. Yeah, so there's that. And they're like, that's nice. We're going to go anyway.
They're like, we don't. They actually start laughing about it. And he tries to make them take it seriously. And they're yeah. like, I don't. And then.
And then we hear Eugene skydive. Which, and he's screaming like a little girl, which is. You
no,
know,
he's just freaking
he's
out.
Like, ah!
He's freaking falling. Out. He's like, I'm going too fast. I'm going to hit the ground. And like, he's
yeah.
freaking out. Which. Fair.
Yep, so then they end up in the field outside of the village. And.
Which I picture it. I don't know if this is right because they probably. The village is probably cleared out, but I picture when they see Kwame, I believe is the one that they see.
Yeah.
Coming out of the woods. But
yeah.
that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I always just kind of pictured it like long grass and he's just like.
Yeah, that's probably
the top of the long
more,
grass.
More right.
Yeah.
But, like...
So then, yeah, so Kwame sees them, starts running towards the village. They're like, wait, no, like, you know, we're friends. Like, we're not gonna hurt you. And then they end up meeting the villagers.
They're there to put together a communications transmitter.
Yes, which we hear a lot about.
Yes.
So, yeah, so they meet the villagers... and then...
And the villagers are freaking out because he looks... Because Eugene looks very familiar.
Yeah, but we don't really find out why.
No, but they call him Marathi. And yeah. as a first-time listener, I was like, huh, I wonder what that means. Like, I really...
We're like, hmm.
I really did not know what that meant.
Yeah.
And Kwame's mother, Aman, says they've been waiting for them... Because Eugene asked, have you been waiting for us long? And she's like... For many years, yes. He's like, oh, for many... Wait, what?
Wait, what did I sign up for?
To bring in the communication. Like, he tries to explain what he's doing, and they're like, you're to end this curse. And just...
They're like, what? This was not in the handbook.
And it's just like...
Yeah.
And so...
But then the chief of the village comes up.
Of the... just call him a leader. Chief
leader.
Is kind of a loaded term, I think.
Well, okay. Like, the leader of the village, which so happens to be,
Aman's husband,
yes.
Gobir.
Yeah, Gobir, that's his name. He ends up, like, saying, but they didn't cross the river, so they can't be the ones to save us, and blah, 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 and he, like, tries to be a butt about things.
And as a first-time listener, this sounds really weird.
You're
it's
like what am I listening to, Odyssey?
Yeah.
What did you sign me up for?
Well, what did you do, Marshall Younger? he wrote the set, so...
Yeah. So then, you're kind of like, okay, so there's a bit of a mystery here. Like, what's the curse, and what's causing... Like,
so
what's
he
going
starts,
on? Obviously, we know
so,
that there is
so,
no curse.
So,
no such thing as curses.
So, Gobir, says, okay, you can build it, but he's really, like, sinister about
skeptical,
it.
Skeptical,
no,
sinister.
No, but his tone is really sinister. He's like, very well, build it. No, that's
no, the... I know, I just love how, like, kind of in character you get. It's good. Yeah,
I
so
love
then...
this episode.
I can tell.
And so he starts to build it, but he can't get it to work.
Because there's a piece missing. And he's like, well, this isn't Killigan's Island.
Well, no. Kwame says, can you make another piece? And then he says, a circuit breaker out of tree bark and coconuts? No, unfortunately, this is not Killigan's Island. And then Kwame's like, what?
But then Eugene shows Kwame how to make paper airplanes out of the manual.
Which is a really cute moment.
Yeah. And then, wait, do we find out in that episode, like,
Kwame made a bunch of
all out of the handbook for the communications transmitter. Yeah. And he's like, oh yes, definitely did not
need. I remember there was a story about this part in Cold House magazine at the time. Called The Plain Truth.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
That's cool.
And I think it must have been in the October issue of 2005 to make people excited for this particular episode.
Yeah.
If anybody else remembers that, email us.
Yeah. If you guys still have it, send us a picture of it. That'd be kind of fun.
Because I know this existed. Because, yeah. The kids don't really the idea is that nobody really connects with him until he makes the paper airplanes with Kwame. But, that's after there's, this whole fire at breakfast.
Yeah.
And
Goldier blames it on them.
Because them being they're visitors and outsiders.
They're the ones that the quote-unquote gods are mad at or whatever.
Yeah.
Stuff he spews at them. So, Eugene and Katrina are kind of feeling a little ostracized.
So they can't eat with him again. But that's when Eugene connects with Kwame because he doesn't care about being seen with him. Whatever. Yeah.
And then Amon shows Eugene what Kwame is doing with all of his friends, making the paper airplanes.
And then she's like, you remind me of a man who was here 20 years ago. His name was Marati, which isn't the first time he's mentioned, but it's when she kind of explains him.
Yeah, and you're kind of okay, so we're getting more about him.
And it was he was good with children as well.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of cute. But anyways, and so she takes him to his hut.
Yeah.
And this is where we start to realize that something's up here.
Yeah, why are we hearing this story?
Yeah.
There's a reason for this.
And so she starts I think this is where she starts talking about, because Eugene finds the journal.
Right.
And he's like, there's a bunch of archaeological terms in here.
Was he
an archaeologist? And she's like, yes. He was helping us find water and other natural resources in the ground. He knew a lot about it.
Yeah.
And Eugene goes, and this is where it gets really interesting. Eugene goes, this journal seems awfully familiar.
Yeah.
Do you know his original name?
Yes. And Leonard.
What did you say? Leonard. He's like, that's my father's name. And then he starts going a little bit.
He's like, of course, that makes a lot of sense. Blah, 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 blah. And, it's a little Eugene speak.
And she's like, Eugene, what are you saying?
Marati is my father.
No, he goes, my father, Marati, Amon, Marati is my father.
Of course you would know the entire line.
And that's where me as a, 12-year-old in 2005, listening to it on my clock radio in bed before I got out of bed.
I think I remember this day, too, when you were listening to it. Because I think we were listening to it together, and we're like, what?
I don't remember listening to it with you. I just remember going, what the heck?
Or maybe you, woke me up or something. I don't know. Maybe. I just remember I remember hearing your reaction to it. And it's a very typical Odyssey fashion where they reveal something, and then they're like, stay tuned for next week's episode. They did that in The Search for Wit too.
They also did that in Eugene Returns.
Right. Yep.
Which
it's a very classic Odyssey move. That's part one.
Yeah.
And I think that was a good setup. It's very well done.
Very good setup. And then right at the beginning of part two, they don't waste any time.
You find out
Eugene's like my parents were lost in an expedition when I was 7. And she says, your mother's name was Thelma.
And she's like, yeah.
And we called her Thundaway, I think is what she said.
Yeah,
says.
Which means
loving one.
And he's like, oh, yes, that makes a lot
That's
of sense.
That's how I remember my mother as well. And she explains what happened.
Do we ever find out what Marati means?
Wise one.
That's what it was.
She says that in the first part. I forgot.
Yes. So Eugene finds out his father was at the village.
Yeah, and they were a much bigger tribe then.
Yep. So you kind of find out a little bit more about the history of the tribe.
And they just wanted to live simple lives within their village.
Yep.
And then another American came to build a new village outside this one, which this kind of reeks a little bit of colonialism.
Yeah.
I was listening to it, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah. But it's interesting how, like, how... Because I don't think we find out his name, do we?
Not yet.
No.
No, but
so you're kind of like, oh, okay, interesting.
But we know who he is.
Well, but we won't get into that yet, because that's in future episodes. So, like, we kind of find out about this, and we're like, oh, okay, interesting.
And he just wanted to find gold.
Yeah.
She says that he wasn't the man of integrity that Eugene's father was, which I thought was a good distinction.
Yeah.
Because in either case, it could be seen as a bit nefarious, but she didn't see it that way with Leonard and Thelma, so...
Yeah.
They were really trying to help them, but this other guy wasn't.
Yeah.
And so a bunch of other people left the Ashanti village to join him, including Gopier.
Yep, so we find that little tidbit out, and we're like, oh,
and
okay.
And then later on... They come back, and they basically want to destroy the Ashanti village and mine the land.
Yep. But of course...
But it's basically just a threat to get them to give them Marathi, Eugene's dad.
Yeah.
So...
For the nefarious purposes.
Leonard offers himself up to Yosef, the leader of the tribe from that time.
Right.
And Yosef decides, yep, we're going to trade Marathi for the safety of our village. Because Marathi offered himself up because he knew that if they fought, the village would be destroyed.
Yeah, and he wanted to protect
everyone there. And so Yosef okayed the trade, and that's when they were kidnapped and were quote-unquote lost.
Yes.
So this all happens when Eugene's 7 years old.
Yeah.
So at this point, and Eugene's like, you haven't heard anything about them at all? And she's like, no, nothing. And he's like, well, then they might still be alive. I have to find them.
So he kind of goes into, I need to find my parents or find, like, I think in his mind, he's like, I need to find them because they're probably still alive. So he's holding out onto that hope.
And he says to Katrina, because Katrina's like, this is incredible, but it's not likely. But he is like, my chances have gone from none to slim for the first time since I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
So he decides to go on an expedition.
And they convince him on to give him supplies, even though she thinks they're going to die as soon as they try to cross the river, which, dark. But,
yes.
But,
so then...
Because she's like, your journey will end at the river, and so will your lives.
And Eugene's like, well, okay. We'll see. Okay. And...
So they try to cross, and the water rages.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go back to the Ashanti side, and then Eugene's like, we gotta go into the jungle. Katrina's like, why? He's like, I have a hunch. She's like, you don't believe in hunches, Eugene. If it's not provable by hard numbers, you're not persuaded.
Yeah.
He's like, true. But if I've learned anything in the realm of science and belief, it's that sometimes you must walk by faith and not by sight.
Which and I so, think is such a cool moment, because, like...
It's like, something deep inside me tells me we should go upstream. And she's like, I'm right behind you.
Like, I just think that's such a really cool moment, because, like, you see him up until the time has come where he's, like, wrapping his head around how can you be a Christian and still be, like, a man of science. But, like... Like, because I just think of, like, when he goes in back to Bethlehem, when he's talking with Hezekiah, is it? And it's, like, there's that line where it's, like, you have to go where the brain and the heart unite.
The mind and the heart.
The mind and the heart unite. And then, where is that? faith. That's always, like, that's such a cool line to me. And yeah. just, like, and I think that's such a definite moment in Eugene's life where mm-hmm. he was, like, because it appears in The Time Has Come. And yeah. so you kind of, so it's just interesting to see how much this entire journey
how much he's grown.
Exactly. And
from that point yeah. to this one.
And then, you know, Katrina, you know, being, like, right behind him, like, go for it. Like, let's do it. And I just think that's such a beautiful picture. So they go upstream.
They go into the jungle.
Yep.
And Katrina's like, I don't want to take a break because I don't want snakes to attack me, essentially. And Eugene's like, remember, Mom gave me a knife.
And you're like, Eugene, can you really use a knife?
Like, and she's like, I'm sorry for this, but I'm having a hard time imagining you using that knife.
Me too!
On anything that wasn't served on a plate in a climate-controlled restaurant.
Yep.
And Eugene says, well, you haven't seen me provoked. And she says, yes, I have. You're forgetting dinner with my father.
Or, you know, when Brandon was in the picture, or, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So they're going through the jungle, and they hear something, and they're like, what's that? And at first they don't think it's anything, but then they both hear it again, and they find out that it's Yosef. Because that's the other thing. Yosef had been thrown into the river by the people because they were angry with him. We're trading Marathi to the Wolofs, the new tribe.
Yep.
And so they thought he was dead, but he's not.
He's just living in the jungle.
Yeah. So they find him, and he decides to take him to the Wolofs to exchange him for Marathi. Although, I don't think he...
So that he can get in good graces with the village because he's brought Marathi back.
Yes.
Yeah, that's his whole goal.
Which... Okay,
so we'll see how well this goes.
They go to the Wolof.
Okay, wait, but they end up crossing the river.
Yes,
we missed that part. They find a dam.
Yes,
and they were like, "Oh, this is interesting, but
this is awfully modern."
Exactly. So there's that element, which will appear later. So they end up across. Then they find Yosef, and then he devises his plan. Yeah. He takes them to
the Wolof's last known location,
which was this
deserted village, basically.
Yeah, and they find
the archaeological dig, which that's when Eugene realizes that Marathi was recruited to help them find gold.
Yeah, so he kind of understood.
They kidnapped him to help him find gold.
Yep.
And then they also find his mother's grave.
Aw, they're so sad.
Which is really, really sad.
I was so sad when I heard that. I was like, no! I at least, like, anyway.
So
sad.
And he missed her by 2 years.
Oh, which is so sad.
Which feels really
So then he's awful. Already defeated, like, he's defeated again because he doesn't get to see his mother.
Yeah.
But then he's like, then that means, like, my father is by himself, I really have to find him.
So they go... I forget where they go.
Well, didn't they find... No, didn't someone put them in...
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember how they got to that.
No, I think someone finds them in the village. But I don't remember who it was.
Or somewhere in the jungle.
And then they bring him to...
It's...
This, like, jail cell.
This cave.
This cave.
And the guy says,
Who was the guy again?
Aziz,
right. So Aziz captures them, puts them in this cave.
But we don't know his name yet.
Oh, sorry. Well, anyway.
Sorry.
But then, because he's going to go, because doesn't he find out Eugene, like, kind of knows archaeology?
Yeah, and Yosef is like, I will exchange him for Marathi. And he's like, you're in no position to bargain. And then a couple lines later he says... There is no exchange to be made. Marathi is dead.
And Eugene is crushed.
And he's only been dead for 3 months, according to this guy. And yeah. I'm like, oh.
Missed him by 3 months? Are you kidding me? Yeah, so then they get put in this cave so that this guy can go back to
the Wolofs
and... Hopefully get them to come back so that Eugene can be the archaeologist to help them find gold.
I love I just love this story. It's so good. I know. Good. It's
so interesting. So then, is that the end of part two?
Yes.
Okay. So part three, they're in the cave. They're looking around. And Eugene, doesn't he feel
a
breeze?
He's reading the journal.
Oh, right.
Because I guess he took it with him.
Which, well, I would too. Are you kidding me?
Which, fair. Yeah. But then, and that's a really touching moment.
Yeah.
But let's just keep going, because we got a lot to cover here.
Yeah. So, doesn't he feel a breeze? Or am I getting
Katrina.
Katrina feels the breeze. So then he goes, okay, well, that has to be coming from somewhere. So they find...
a tunnel.
Yep. And well, Eugene's like, wait, like...
Or do they find another... No, they find a short tunnel that leads into a cave.
Which they find the other tunnel.
Yeah.
That
and,
is...
And Eugene realizes that there were, like, explosive mark, like marks from explosives.
Mm-hmm. And so he's like...
you don't use that when you're digging for gold unless you want it to cave in.
Yeah.
And so he figures out... that his father most likely staged the cave-in so that he could escape.
Right. And so then he kind of gets that hope again where his father still could be alive.
And they get out, and I do want to touch on this a little bit because it talks about
the... Oh, right, because... Sorry, pause. Because Aziz... I'm just going to use his name because...
Yeah.
If they've listened to it, they know it. But that's what Aziz says. He died in a cave-in, or he...
Yes.
So we know that, but then that's when Eugene kind of goes, oh, he staged it to then escape. Okay, what's your
so
point?
So that everybody would think he was dead. But right. I wanted to bring up that in the next scene, Eugene's like, we've got to find him. And Yosef's like, how are you going to do that? Have you looked for things in the jungle before? And Eugene's trying to explain to him that he has a little bit of hope and he's going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's just, it's a very interesting...
Like again, you get to see Eugene's yeah. faith put into action, and, like, you see how far he's grown, how far he's come, and I think that's, again, it's such a beautiful moment. And, like, we've been following Eugene since he first arrived to Odyssey, well, not first arrived to Odyssey, but he first came to Wits End to becoming a Christian to now, and you just see, like, this whole, his whole character arc. It's great.
Yeah, so,
I love it.
They go somewhere else. I don't remember when.
Didn't they go back to the village?
Not yet. I don't think.
No, because I think there was no other place.
Yosef is like, come with me. So where did he...
Well, I think Yosef was just going to go back because maybe if he can prove to them that Marati is dead or something, he can get back into the good graces.
I don't know.
Huh.
But... does it... No, this is not when he takes them to the dig. This is... That's before.
No, I think he has some sort of plan where he wants to... No, he's taking Eugene and Katrina to the Wolofs to trade them.
But he doesn't know where they are.
So is he taking them back to the village?
I don't... It's just there's one more spot before they head back towards the Ashantis.
But I think Yosef's whole thing is he wants to get back to the Ashantis and be in their good graces.
Maybe, I don't know.
So I think he's thinking, oh, if he, like, brings them back or something, maybe they'll...
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. They get back to the Ashanti village. Well, no, not quite. Get back to the river.
So they basically... Well, no, they have this conversation first where they're like... where Katrina kind of caves into Yosef's pessimism a little bit, just because, his father could be anywhere.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It was 3 months ago, he could get as far away from here as he could.
Yeah. Which, fair.
and Eugene's like, okay. He's like, let's just go back to the field. And Katrina's like, well, no, let's go back to the village. We still got work to do there.
Right.
And Eugene's like, yeah, a mouse never leaves work undone.
Mm-hmm.
So they go back,
mm-hmm.
and they try to convince Yosef to come back with them.
Right.
But he doesn't want to do that because he can't forgive himself for trading Marati to the Wolofs.
But I thought he was going to take Eugene and Katrina to the Wolofs to trade them.
He doesn't know the other place where they are. So he's tried taking them to the last village he knew, but he doesn't know where else they could be.
Yeah, that's true.
So
anyway, they have this conversation, and then Eugene and Katrina just go, okay, well, we're going to go. Then they make it back to the river.
And
Kwame...
They see Kwame... No, okay. So, I think they cross... Do they cross the... No, they're still across the river on the other side.
Yeah, but they're by the bridge.
Yeah, but why? Because you have to go upstream from the bridge to cross. So, I'm confused. But anyway.
Well, maybe they're like... Well, maybe it's like you can go there, but the river won't be wild, but then, like, no, you can go across, but the river will be wild, so then if you go back the other way, it shouldn't be as wild, you know? Maybe that was their thinking?
I don't think so.
I think we need to re-listen to this.
I did! Why is this so muddled in my head?
Anyway, so then they're at the bridge, and Kwame sees them on the other side, and he's like, I'm gonna cross because you guys made it across.
Oh, and Gobeer shows up. No, Gobeer shows up before this.
So they're talking to Gobeer. Maybe that's why. Anyway, yeah, they're talking to Gobeer.
He's like, I can't let you go back. I created this curse.
Right, so you find this out.
To keep the Ashanti safe in the village. Yeah. I set up the dam with a series of laser tripwires.
Right.
Because he learned how to do that with the Wolofs. And so he did this to keep the Ashanti safe in the village.
Quote, unquote, safe.
Because otherwise they would want all this stuff and it would destroy them because he was nearly destroyed by greed.
Right.
And
being with the Wolofs.
He's like, I have to kill you, otherwise they're going to know the curse was broken.
And you're like, oh, lovely.
And
so then...
He's like, leave or I'm killing you.
You know what? I think it was the they were at the dam. They had this interaction with Gobeer at the dam, and then they decided to walk... Because Kwame doesn't see Gobeer right away. He sees Eugene and Katrina and says, like, oh, the curse is broken. I'm going to cross the bridge. And they're like, no, you can't do that. And then Gobeer appears, and Kwame's like, father, you got to cross.
No, because Yosef appears again.
But I'm saying...
Subdues Gobeer. They get to the bridge.
And then Kwame sees them?
Yeah.
Okay. So then Kwame sees them, says, the curse is broken, I'm going to cross, and then Gobeer appears and says, no, you can't. And he's like, father, you also got a cross. Like, I'm going to do it. So he starts to do it, and nothing happens.
Yes.
And Gobeer's a little shocked.
Because?
We find out later that Yosef had kind of...
He ripped out the wires.
Yeah.
And so then they cross...
Yeah.
And Amon's really ticked off at Gobeer, which
well,
fair.
I would be too.
And
like, I'm sorry, you literally trapped us all in your village.
And she says, you need to repent. It's not the word she uses, but you need to show us that you're sorry.
Yeah.
And he gives Eugene and Katrina the transmitter piece that he stole.
Yeah, so they get that back to be able to fix the communications transmitter. And it works. So that's a good thing.
And then Eugene and Kwame have a final conversation because Kwame was able to cross the river and see the rest of the jungle. And Eugene's like, I have to go home. And Kwame's like, what are you going to do at home that's so important? He's like, I'm going to find my father.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it sounds so strange to say that. I guess we both have new territories to explore.
Yeah.
And he talks about the fax that was received by the missions organization that he was with. Signed by LM.
So you're like, ooh, interesting.
About the need for the Ashanti transmitter.
Yep.
Or the transmitter in the Ashanti village.
Yep.
And it ends with Eugene saying, it seems he never forgot the Ashantis as they never forgot him.
And then the exit music. And it's
the
just,
music in this episode is great.
It's so good. I think the entirety of the three-parter is so good. And I mean, it's like the original three-parter in this saga because you have two others that are coming up.
Yeah.
And I like how this kind of just jump-starts Eugene's finding his father. And you're like, okay, like, is he gonna find him? Where is he? Like, we've already...
Like, we really didn't know how this was gonna play out.
Right, because it could literally go either way, because he was gonna find both his parents, and then he realizes his mom died. And then his grandparent he found, but then he realized he was, like, two days too late.
So I can't wait to talk about the rest of this.
Yes, so stay tuned for that. Yeah. I think that's everything.
Yeah.
I loved this three-parter. I thought back in the day it was always so good.
Yes.
Because it's just that action-adventure, like...
But there's so many good emotional beats in it, too.
And I also just like how it talks about, like, curses and stuff like that, and how, like...
I love that it's just, like, it doesn't turn out to be an actual curse.
Exactly. And, like, yeah. No, and it's good. And it's, like, as Christians, we don't believe in those things because... Like, our God is more powerful than all of those.
He's a God of hope and freedom, is something Eugene says.
Which I think is a good thing to talk about. Yeah, and like,
but, so, we'll talk more about this
yes.
in future episodes.
Stay tuned.
Yep.
Stay tuned for next week's episode where we'll be reviewing Dead Ends and A Time for Action Parts 1 and 2.
If you have any trivia questions you would like to send to us, you can email them to Northern Odysseans,
ODYSSIANS,
@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us on the northern side of the radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Emily.
Keep listening.